702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
6 minutes to 8 o'clock. Good morning, Kabazela.
Well, good morning to you, Ray Ray.
All right, it's always good on a Thursday. Does that work?
Always good on a fake Friday.
Much better. Much better. All right. Don't be a father to your girlfriend. What's that all about?
Yeah, I came across this clip on X between a father and son. And the father is chatting to his youngster, who's probably about, I don't know, maybe early 20s, I think. And he basically says that the youngster must never be a father to a girlfriend. Mm. Now, without discussing it further, let's play the audio, and then I want people to give their thoughts on what the father has to say. Do you agree with his views, or do you disagree and think, each to their own? Let's have a listen, Ray Ray.
Don't ever turn your girlfriend into your daughter. Don't make yourself a parent of your girlfriend. I don't think if you get me. Don't do the things. Don't do the things that are not your duty. Don't take responsibilities that are not yours. It's your girlfriend, it's not your daughter. Don't see yourself taking a girlfriend to school. Don't see yourself buying books for your girlfriend. Don't see yourself doing the things that are supposed to be done by her parents.
And then what if, for example, she's an orphan? Hanabazadi.
So no, I hear you. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
I will say to you, don't sharpen a spear that doesn't belong to you. Because that spear, it might be used on you. Don't sharpen a spear that doesn't belong to you, because one day that spear, they will use it on you. Skabozani Bumule Sinaha. You get me?
Gosh, that's difficult, you know. Wow. Don't be a father to your girlfriend. It's a difficult one. Does it depend on your relationship? And I'm just putting it out there, that's all.
Yeah, you know, and I think we could look at other examples as opposed to the school or buying books or whatever it is. So, yeah, I mean, let's put it out there. I want people's views on this one, whether, you know, being a father to your girlfriend is a good or a bad thing. And have you been in that kind of a relationship, perhaps on the receiving end? Or maybe you are one of those boyfriends who kind of fathers and takes on these responsibilities. And, you know, it was maybe fine in the beginning. And then later on in the relationship, after you've done these things, maybe the relationship didn't end as you had planned. Or maybe you did these things and, you know, you ended up happily married. So yeah, it's an interesting one. And also, what does it actually mean to be the father to your girlfriend?
Gosh, it is such a tightrope to walk. I mean, if you think about it as well, it's you and it's your girlfriend. And then you have, like you say, there's that other element that can creep in that can actually wipe out your relationship. I'd love to know from 702 Land, what do you think? Are you a father to your girlfriend? How does your relationship actually work? Do let us know at 011-883-0702, or perhaps if you want to leave a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702.
Hi, Ray. Hi, team. So I listened to the voice note and I couldn't help but feel a bit sad, because one, I think I understand what the man in the audio in What's Gone Viral was saying. Most times you treat partners the way that you feel that, you know, your partner deserves to be treated. You're taking care of them. But then, you know, once everything starts going well for them, then they start forgetting who helped them throughout their journey when they were struggling. And I think it goes both ways. I've also experienced it as a woman. And I was in a relationship with a man who did a similar thing. But I don't look at it as if I was treating him maybe as my son. It's more like I took care of this person and I realize now that, okay, I guess it wasn't reciprocal, cause, and it wasn't important, I guess. So I think it's a very tricky one.
Good morning. I definitely agree with the fact that you shouldn't parent your partner, whether it's your girlfriend or your boyfriend. You can support, but you really shouldn't be out doing the role or executing the role of a parent. It's different when the relationship has also got a level of commitment, like marriage, where you are now doing things together and it is not about you doing for the one partner. And I think from the voice note that was played, it's important to hear that do not sharpen a spear that can be used against you. Is if it's not yours, don't sharpen it. And therefore, you're not married to the person. You've got no obligation to this individual. So don't overcommit yourself.
It's such a difficult topic. And Kabazela had the topic, don't be a father to your girlfriend. And that's what we're talking about. Don't be a father to your girlfriend. I'm looking at the WhatsApp line and the word narcissist keeps coming up. And I understand that you can't have a relationship where one person dominates over the other. But Amo, don't you get into a situation sometimes where you just have a dominant personality who perhaps looks after the other person? It's such a fine line.
It is a fine line, but I think we shouldn't confuse it with, toxic masculinity and bullying, because though that fine line can easily jump into that, you know, bullying, toxic masculinity, and. So I would rather in this instance, the father is right in giving such an advice to his son, because who else but the father to offer advice to a son, right? And to take care of, I would call it a puppy relationship, right? Be involved in your child's relationships as and when they grow. But also it's very important that when young people are in a relationship, the one shouldn't take a role of parenting to the other, because then it puts, even if you do have that personality that you are, you know, dominant, and you know, even if you are that's your characteristic, it shouldn't be overpowering to the next person.
But then just invest in a relationship. I love it. In you we trust, it says. Yeah, that's what's the name of the WhatsApp. And it says, I invested in my girlfriend to complete her law degree. And that girlfriend became my wife and mother of my two kids. But then you investing as an equal partner. I love you. I'm going to give you this money because you're my partner, not because I'm daddy-o, Nokokanya.
Certainly, Reza. I'm a bit divided on this this entire topic, and I think Siyamthanda Clive and I had this conversation off air earlier, just unpacking it. I am of the firm belief that if there is room for you to do something for your partner, long-term partner, committed partner, that is, of course, do it without measure. I firmly believe that it's for me, at least, I grew up in a home where you don't need to take stock of what it is that I did. And 2 years ago, I bought you this. 3 years ago, if it comes from your heart, give willingly, give wholly.
Yeah.
Whether or not the relationship works out is an entirely different story. But if at a particular time you feel you would like to give and extend yourself to your partner, by all means, please do it. And what the ramifications of that are going to be is an entirely different story if it doesn't work out. If it does, fantastic. You would have invested in your partner.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, we move on, we live and we learn. And whether or not you give yourself entirely again in the next relationship will be up to you. But I firmly believe if you have the capacity to pull somebody up with you along the way, do it.
Yeah, but then also as well, don't get to the end if the relationship doesn't work out and say, you owe me 200,000.
But that's
what
I'm 100.
You can't. You can't do that. Yeah. You gave 0727021702.
Good morning, Ray and the team.
No matter how broke I can be or how little can I be on budget, I'll never, ever run out of coffee. I'll never run short of coffee. Whenever there's special at any shop or any supermarket, coffee, I'm the first one. Thanks, Coleman in Pretoria.
For me, Ray, it's sunglasses. Gosh, sunglasses. I can't live without those. Oh, my God. I have to have a pair. No matter how tight the budget is, I must just spoil myself with sunglasses. And on Saturday, I think on Saturday or Sunday, I went and the tight is so tight. There was a sale at one of the stores, and I got myself a pair of Aviator Ray-Bans. But it was on sale.
Talking things that you're just going to go and buy because you don't have the budget, but you're just going to go and buy them because sometimes, yes, you can't live without them. Coffee. I agree with you on that one. I mean, I think I can't get to the end of the breakfast show, never mind the day, without having 3 or 4 cups of coffee. So, yeah, keep your WhatsApps coming this morning. Things that you maybe can't live without, but also things that you just want to go spend some money on because you can.